I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein with Explorations in VOA Special English. Today, we tell about four more individuals who are making a difference in the city of Washington, D.C.
The neighborhood of Anacostia is one of the poorest and most dangerous in Washington. Anacostia has a high rate of crime. Many young people do not complete their high school education, and many girls become pregnant while still in school. A young woman who is a psychologist is helping teenage girls in the neighborhood. 2 years ago, Satira Streeter started the first group of Girl Scouts in Anacostia. The Girl Scouts is a national organization of young women and girls. It was founded in the United States almost 100 years ago. Its goal is to help girls develop leadership skills through many kinds of projects. The Girl Scouts has about 3 million members, plus more than 900,000 adult volunteers.
Satira Streeter is having fun with a group of girls after school. They are working together on homework for the first time as Girl Scout members. Ms. Streeter wants to help these girls to be successful in school and avoid early pregnancy. Ms. Streeter is a trained psychologist and executive director of Ascensions Community Services. She started the center in an area of Washington where no one else offered mental health treatment.
Ascensions Community Services provides many services to people who have emotional, behavioral, or mental disorders. The center offers services to people in need without requiring payment. Ms. Streeter and other therapists help people face problems and improve their relationships with others. They also offer classes on how to be a good parent. In her first 3 years, Ms. Streeter worked without pay. Then a local group provided money to pay for her work.
Satira Streeter says she grew up in a community like Anacostia. She did not know her father and lived with a mother who had mental problems. Her mother became dependent on drugs and could not take care of her. So Ms. Streeter began living with other families when she was 11 years old. She says other people helped her deal with her problems. So she believed it was time for her to help others. She says her goal in life is, in her words, to be a healer and a helper to the people of her community.
People around the world have protested the killings of people in the Darfur area of Sudan. But a group of students at George Washington University in Washington wanted to do more. They formed a group called Bana, which is a Sudanese Arabic word that means to build. Bana is the Sudan Educational Empowerment Network. It is working to build lasting peace by educating a new generation of Sudanese leaders. Its goal is to get colleges to provide Sudanese students with scholarships, money to attend college in the United States. The group persuaded George Washington University to provide money for a 4-year scholarship. After completing their studies, Sudanese students are expected to return home with the skills necessary to help deal with the complex causes of conflict in the country.
Banaa's first student is a Sudanese refugee, Makwe Dang. For him, coming to America to attend George Washington University was the chance of a lifetime. Mr. Dang had spent 16 years living at a refugee camp in Kenya after his village was destroyed. He says his schoolwork is harder than he expected. He prepares for classes until very early in the morning. Mr. Dang says he will return to Sudan after finishing his studies. He plans to work to improve the legal system so that competing groups can settle their differences in court instead of the battlefield.
George Washington University student activists, like Justin Zorn, started Banaa and brought Mr. Dang to the United States. Mr. Zorn says he believes he has a duty as an American citizen and as a citizen of the world to take action against genocide. He says members of Banaa want to bring about long-lasting change in Sudan. Banaa groups have now formed at more than 30 other universities. In the next few years, the group hopes to empower hundreds of Sudanese who will help bring peace to their country.
Hunger affects more than 36 million people in the United States. The Department of Agriculture says that is up by more than 40% since the year 2000. Many hungry Americans also are homeless. Over the past year, groups that care for homeless people have seen an increase in the number of people in need because of the nation's economic crisis.
Steve Batt operates Miriam's Kitchen, an aid group that feeds homeless people in Washington, D.C. He starts work early in the morning. While most people are still asleep, he and his helpers prepare a meal every weekday for more than 200 people. Until 7 years ago, Mr. Batt worked as a chef in fine restaurants in Washington and New York City. Then, he finished a study program in nonprofit management because he wanted to do something different with his life.
Miriam's Kitchen operates in Western Presbyterian Church, not far from the White House. It has served nutritious hot breakfasts to homeless people for more than 25 years. More than 1,000 people volunteer to work at Miriam's Kitchen every year. Many local groups also volunteer there. They include people from religious organizations, businesses, nonprofit organizations, high schools, universities, and government agencies. Steve Batt explains the morning's activity in the kitchen. Some volunteer cooks are making scrambled eggs. Others are baking biscuits. Another volunteer is cooking meat. Still others are making home-fried potatoes. And others are making fruit salad. The goal is to have everything ready to serve a hot meal at 7 in the morning. Mr. Batt says he wanted to change the way a traditional soup kitchen operates. He wanted to operate it like a busy, successful restaurant where everyone wants to do the best job possible.
In addition to a hot breakfast, homeless men and women can get many social services at Miriam's Kitchen. These include mental health and medical services. Homeless persons can also get help finding a job and a place to live. And they can take part in art, poetry, creative writing classes, and book discussion groups. But it is for Steve Batt's hot breakfast that they stand in line.
In cities like Washington, many poor students are not able to attend college. Also, Washington has one of the lowest rates of students graduating from high school. Susie Kay started the Hoop Dream Scholarship Fund, which helps poor students to go to college. Hoop Dreams is the name of a 1994 movie. It was the true story about two high school basketball players from a poor area of Chicago, Illinois, and the problems they faced in college.
Susie Kay was a teacher at a mostly African-American high school in Washington when she launched Hoop Dreams in 1996. She says she was troubled by the many barriers her students faced in going to college. Her group holds many events, like basketball games, to raise money. The money comes mostly from businesses and organizations that support good causes. The nonprofit group has helped send almost 1,000 poor high school students to college. It provides scholarships and job training. And it provides older, trusted, more experienced adults to offer helpful guidance to the students.
LaQuintha Carroll is one of many Hoop Dreams graduates who have returned to the program to work as a mentor. She says high school students respect her because they know she was able to attend college because of Hoop Dreams. She says she wants the students to know that even when facing hard times, they can succeed.
This program was written by VOA correspondents and adapted by Shelley Gollist. Our producer was Katie Weaver. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Barbara Klein. You can find other stories about people who are making a difference on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for Explorations in VOA Special English.